Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.
Let's go to LA, and we've been following along with Jared's trip with amazement on social media. He's been good enough to join us this morning. Jared, where do we find you this morning?
Kane, SoFi Stadium today for, what is it, America's Game of the Week. We've just watched the Dallas Cowboys travel to the LA Rams and give them a sound old beating as well.
And the trip so far, Jared, like, is it everything you would have expected when you planned this trip? Because feels like watching along, everything's gone to plan.
Yeah, I've had some pretty great experiences today, Kane. So we started at NFL Network, where the governing body built, when the stadium was built, they built their television and headquarters out here. So there was a London game early this morning, and they had the game day set up, hosted by Colin Emmanuel Sanders and Willie McGinnis, who are two Super Bowl winners. So we were able to be on the set with them, and we filmed a segment at halftime, which I presume NFL Australia is going to put out there pretty shortly. And then into the stadium where Fox Sports have had me in the broadcast box throughout the day. So Kevin Burkhart and Greg Olsen is their lead team now. Kevin, extremely generous fellow. And I had the best seat in the best stadium in the world, I suspect, over the last 3 hours, and just watching the Americans go about it.
Is it a trip that you're a learning trip, Jared? Are you looking to bring some things back to add to your broadcasting career, or is it largely a holiday?
No, so it was. I put it under the category of professional development, Kane. That's how I got the trip approved at home. So yeah, there were a few things I wanted to experience. I've obviously been to the four of the past five Super Bowls, but they're the only NFL games that I've been to. So to get here and to have a look at the media setup, to have a look at the stadia during the regular season, to get a feel for the fan bases, and then to get that broadcast side of things as well. So that was part of the methodology behind it, and today's been huge on that front. So I'm sure I'm like you, is the best thing you can generate is just ideas and a way of thinking and an observation. Our sport is not NFL, but there are clearly ideas at play. And I did sit last Monday night in San Francisco. I was in the radio broadcast box, Westwood One, which is very similar to what we would do on AFL Nation. So Kevin Harlan is one of the great broadcasters, so I was able to spend the night in there and observe him. His expert was Kurt Warner. So that was brilliant to be able to watch what they do and to see, you know, just to marry it up a little bit with what you and I and Hutto and Jared Healy have been doing, and see what's transposable. And some of it is sort of experiencing the reinforcement as well.
Jared, when you speak Australian football to the Americans, what response do you get?
There is a level of fascination. Annoyingly, the flinch reaction is that rugby. Mm. So I think we've got a bit of work to do on that front. And I have brought a couple of Sharons over with me to curry favour and to hand out. So there's been a bit of excitement around that. But there's certainly, from the perspective of the punters and the understanding that we're a kicking culture, Greg Olsen, we had a great conversation with Greg Olsen today around that, and he knows Michael Dixon from the Seahawks, who's an Australian punter there, and he's told him stories around, we grow up kicking the ball rather than throwing it, or even catching it, we grow up kicking it. So that's obviously a strong suit. But and there's the idea that Australia might be able to host a game in the future. These two games have been in London. I know the Daily Telegraph had reported earlier in the year the possibility of the Cowboys and the Rams, who are the two teams that played the direct flights, LA and Dallas. And I know NFL Australia's got a new chief executive, and she's previously been linked at head office at the NFL, and she carries some real clout with her. So yeah, there's a fascination and a hope that we might be able to grow that relationship further.
Who's the biggest name in the NFL at the moment? Is it still Tom Brady with what he's doing? I know there's some talk about his personal life, which would have him in the headlines, but who's captivating the public over there in terms of star power?
Patrick Mahomes has got something to him, Kane. So he's long been the next generation phenom, and they played that Sunday night game where we spoke last week, and Mahomes had one of his great career highlights was a jump shot into the end zone for a receiver after he looked like he was running it in, and he should have sent a coverage of that for 2 or 3 days. And that's my last stop is going to be Monday Night Football in Kansas City to see Mahomes in his natural habitat. I can't wait for that. So he's the most prodigious talent. He's already a Super Bowl winner. And then, yeah, we're in the dying days of Brady, who's never to be discounted. And beyond that, you know, I think there's a real thrill around the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen, their quarterback, and what they might amount to this year. I suspect they're the competition favourites as we talk now, and the Chiefs have a role to play in claiming that.
All right, Jared, what are the next couple of days have in store for you? You mentioned last stop, Monday Night Football and Mahomes. When will you be back?
I land back in Australia on Friday. So if things go to plan, we get in and out of Kansas City and watch Monday Night Football. And then the last thing I'll do will be go to the first playoff game at Dodgers Stadium as they get into the postseason. So their divisional games start on Tuesday, and Tuesday is my last night in LA. So it sort of feels like the right thing to do to go to the Dodgers again.
When I grow up, I want to be Jared Waitley. Thanks for joining us as always, mate. We really appreciate the insights. How good.
Terrific, Kane. Thanks a lot.
Our very own Jared Waitley live outside of SoFi Stadium in LA.